You're in Howth in Dublin across the bay, Henri. What's the problem?
How are you, Joe? I'm back again with the problem we were on before a few years ago. Yeah. I run a restaurant in Howth, El Paso, and we depend very, very much on our dart service.
Okay.
And I heard just recently that the service will be off this weekend, and it's not the first time that this has happened on a busy weekend. The problem we have here is that we would believe that this work should be carried out in the quiet months of the winter, if at all possible.
So there's no dart on Easter Sunday?
So there's no dart on Easter Sunday, and, you know, I reopened El Paso restaurant 2 years ago, and it's in the middle of a recession. Extremely difficult times. We've survived through these winters. We're just getting out of another one, which is with the austerity we have and the lack of money people have to spend. This is the time it just kicks off, helps our cash flow, helps the businesses in Howth.
And when did you find out there was no dart on Easter Sunday?
I actually just heard it through our tourism board that we will work on out here in Howth just this morning.
Okay, what's your alternative suggestion?
Well, the alternative for what they should carry out?
Yeah.
There's always a problem. It's a bit like the pylons. It's like everything, not in my backyard syndrome. But I believe, just like years ago, we wouldn't have any roadworks at night. I believe they could probably do it at night. They could probably do it on a weekend, a rainy, random weekend in November.
And okay. Easter Sunday. Well, this Easter Sunday is going to be especially busy on that line because of the Battle of Clontarf celebrations in St. Anne's Park and that's going to affect that. Let me bring in Barry Kenny of Ian Road Air. And Barry, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe. Afternoon, Henry.
Why, Barry?
Well, Easter Sunday is actually one of our quieter days of the year. Traditionally, we have specific works that will involve the number of bits that we're doing together, so to get as much done in the one time as we can. But the centrepiece of it is we have points and crossings that we've had some problems with at Howth Junction recently, so they've caused some service reliability issues to and from Howth, so there's a specific need to replace those. And Easter Sunday traditionally would actually be one of our quieter days, the Sunday of a public holiday weekend outside of the summer weekends would tend to have lower numbers. So it means, obviously, we have lower numbers, but it also means that we can liaise with Dublin Bus, who are in a position to provide the additional capacity that's needed. So you mentioned the Battle of Clontarf Festival, Joe. Obviously, we are open fully on Saturday, and people can use Raheny and Harmondstown Station. But on Sunday for that, Dublin Bus are going to be providing a lot of extra capacity on the Route 130, which goes directly outside Connolly Station to St. Anne's Park, and indeed on the Route 31 for Howth as well. So we do liaise with the other transport providers when we're doing these works.
But Dublin City Council are saying that they're expecting 40,000 people in St. Anne's Park on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the festival is going on for. When were you aware that they were going to have a 1,000-year celebration for the Battle of Clontarf? Well, they've had 1,000 years' notice, but when were you aware that you're actually going to have a celebration or a commemoration?
It was relatively late in the day, and we had the work scheduled.
The commemoration for the Battle of Clontarf that happened 1,000 years ago is happening this Sunday. It was Good Friday, as you know, so it's around Easter. And you say you only found out relatively recently.
It was in recent weeks that we had the specific event. Obviously, that's something that's
bizarre, Barry.
Even with the additional numbers that will be travelling them, a lot of them will come from the immediate area as well, who wouldn't be using our services. And we are confident, based on previous events that have taken place in St. Anne's Park, City Council are excellent in terms of the scheduled events they put on there, the Roast Festival and others, that with the additional service put in place on the Sunday, and it is only the Sunday, Saturday we're operating fully Monday.
Yeah, but Barry, you're missing the point. I know you're saying it's only the Sunday, but it is 50% of the festival. The festival goes on for 2 days. There are four main events: a battle reenactment on Saturday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock, a battle reenactment on Sunday at 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Secondly, yes, it is different if you look at the ads to the Rose Garden. One of the main roads is going to be closed. Two, there's absolutely no car parking. The City Council have made that clear to people. There's no car parking. Please use public transport. That's what they say, public transport. And we discovered that one of the arms of public transport, called the DART, is actually, one, wasn't aware of the Battle of Clontarf until very recently, and two, is shutting down on Sunday completely.
Well, I say, on the north side for these works, which are essential and which will improve service
reliability. I know that.
And you know what I mean? Because those works are required now, we have to look ahead to what's coming up. The following weekend, we've got the Dublin Bay Prawn Festival in Howth, and Howth Tourism liaise closely with us on that, and we certainly didn't want to impact on that, where we do have a lot more traffic coming through. Dublin Bus, you mentioned the road is closed. It is actually open to Dublin Bus, Mount Prospect Avenue, so they would be able to bring people literally to the gate of St. Anne's Park.
Can I say something, Joe?
Yes, of course, Henry.
Yeah, Barry, I'm sure, I think it was you and me, we had this little spat on the radio quite a few years ago as well about exactly the same problems, which I do understand you have, and no matter what you do, you'll be damned. But surely logic says that, forgetting about the small, you know, all the little things that go on, for instance, I've got a restaurant in El Paso booked out next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Half these people probably only realise the DART isn't working when they go to get the DART. All these small things are one, but in the winter time, surely there's less problems and there'll be less demand from businesses because there are less tourists and less people moving about. That's my point to you, and I appreciate what you've done. I appreciate that you've thought about Bay Prawn Festival in Howth the following week.
Yeah, but the bizarre thing, Barry, surely is the Battle of Clontarf 1000th anniversary comes around once every 1,000 years. The Dublin Bay Prawn Festival comes around once every year, and you've decided to give that priority.
Well, I mean, because we know that when we have major events on in Howth, that we get more people tend to travel by the train than the others. And as I say, you can accommodate on the Easter Sunday with the lower numbers generally and with the lower traffic on road, the alternative transport is able to cater. And I would say, in addressing Henry's point there, the vast majority of works that take place on the railway happen in the middle of the night when commuters are totally unaware of them. We never touch a weekday when it comes to the DART and the commuter services because they are obviously extremely busy. So it has to be confined to the weekends. We had, I mean, the one we discussed before, Henry, was the resignaling project where we had 18 months of night work, and we had to do two weekends because certain jobs that you do on the railway take longer than the few hours that you can use on an overnight basis.
Barry, there is no changing of the mind for Sunday, is there?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, at this stage, in terms of cost, if it would be over €100,000 to defer the works.
If you had known earlier about the Battle of Clontarf, would you have cancelled, would you have rearranged the complete shutdown of the DART on that line for this Sunday?
Every bit of work that we do, we assess the likely demand that's there.
No, you said you know. I know that.
Well, we certainly take it into account, and we work with the City Council, and we work with the other
because Harmanstown
providers.
Next Sunday, Harmanstown and Cullestar and Clontarf, to a lesser extent, station. Harmanstown, Cullestar, and Clontarf stations. There will be no public transport.
You are the one,
Barry. Your job, and I know you are. Nobody knows who the CEO of Éireann Road Éireann is because we never hear from him or her. We hear from you all the time, which is brilliant, and that's your job. Well, another, you do your communications, so that's your job. But the point is, it is public transport, Barry. You were running. Right? Your job is to run a public transport service. And what's going to be one of the busiest days of the year for that line? Okay, now you're saying, oh, get the bus. One, the Clontarf Road will be gridlocked with the traffic. But there are advantages, as we all know, to using the DART, isn't there?
Massive. Well, there is, of course.
Massive. It's a brilliant service. Massive advantages. And you're saying, forget about it. Forget about the Battle of Clontarf. Get the bus.
I'm not. I mean, on Saturday, and thankfully,
that's what you're saying.
Sorry, Joe. Can you let? You've asked me a question. On Saturday, there is, you know, thankfully the forecast is very good. We have full services and people have the option to use the Dart on Saturday. On Sunday, if you're coming from elsewhere in the Dart line, for example, on the south side coming over, you can come as far as Connolly. The Route 130 goes right opposite Connolly Station, directly to St. Anne's Park. You don't have to buy another ticket. Your rail ticket will be valid on the bus, and Dublin Bus will provide extra facilities. Don't scare people away from saying they can't get to this festival.
Barry,
we can do the work.
Ian Rod Éireann didn't even know about the festival a few weeks ago. And if you had known about the festival, you wouldn't have cancelled the Dart on Easter Sunday.
We'd factor it in as we factor in You're resiling
from what you said earlier.
You didn't
prevaricate this. You didn't know that the event was on this weekend. That's what you're saying.
We said, as I say, it is something that if we had further notice in advance, we certainly would have factored it in. I'm not saying the works wouldn't have taken place, because we have a specific issue this weekend in that this isn't something that is part of a major or long-term upgrading works. We're having specific issues with points and crossings that need to be addressed because they're impacting on service reliability, and ultimately it'll mean a better service for people travelling to and from Holt and indeed the Clontarf area.
Barry, why can't you do it in the winter time? That's because we've had this, every time you do it, it's a time when we are just beginning to start taking footfall into Howth. And it's just, it's very logical just to do it in the winter.
We do works in winter as well. We've done between Christmas and New Year in the past as well, which is quieter. But Easter Sunday, and we look at the data because obviously we lose revenue when we do works as well. Easter Sunday for us is a particularly quiet day, and as they in terms
you
of
see, for you
one
it is.
Day
for you it is.
And we have to balance that. Yeah,
for you it is, but like we put years and years of work into Howth's Magic, the tourism initiative, and just stuff like this that is not a big day for you, but is a massive day for us because of the austerity and the trouble that everyone's going through these days.
We all are, absolutely. And as I say, we'll have the full service for the following weekend. We have it on Saturday and the Monday. But the numbers generally, and that's all we can really assess it on, is the total footfall that we have on those days is significantly lower on Easter Sunday.
Well, I hope if it's working for the following weekend, we've got the Prawn Festival.
We'll have extra capacity and looking forward to bringing thousands of people out to the Prawn Festival the following weekend.
Would you accept, Barry, that this Easter Sunday is different to previous Easter Sundays on that route?
Definitely an extra business there over a normal Easter Sunday, Joe. Quite whether, you know, what proportion of that would be taking us naturally, I don't think it's quite as high as you might estimate based on other events we've had in Clontarf. But Dublin Bus will be working with us in terms of accepting our tickets and providing the extra services to meet that demand.
OK, Henri Blaney, El Paso restaurant in Holt, and Barry Kenny, Ian Rodair, and thank you.